If you're tuning in, you are in the right place because A Hers and His podcast is unfiltered with Brandy J and Poppy J, bringing you that raw, uncut, 100% adult time, talk time. So, are you ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you have any advice or any words you can give one trying to be more understanding when it comes to a woman or a significant other? You know, because a lot of people's perception is that women are just, we just nag, nag, nag. And some do, you know, but you got to just be able to know the difference. But how does one that's trying to show that they're trying to be, you know, be empathetic, you know, and understand? And understanding. Because you can say, I'll just listen, but listening is listening, but like, how do you really show it?
It's your actions. If you really listen, and then if you care, that's the key thing. If you actually care about what the fuck your significant other thinks, how they feel, then it's all based on your action. Because that means you would be listening if you care. That's me. If you actually care about somebody, then you'll hear them. You'll hear the whispers. You'll notice the little things. If you care, if you feel like this is a 50-50 thing. If I feel like I care more than you, then I don't give two shits about your little things. Like this is
understandable.
This is if you caring about my little things ain't as important, then don't ask me to care about your little things. And that's just me. I don't know what, it depends on, every situation is different. So it's not like an unsaid rule. You have to care about the person. A lot of people is with somebody that don't really give a fuck about them, don't see themselves with each other past a couple of years. If you're trying to grow with one another, then everything will, you'll be able to display it. You'll display it more if you are actually trying to grow with someone. If you just with someone passing time, then there ain't really much I could fake it. But you should know about, like, for me, for that guy, like, I'm not giving nobody more than they giving me.
Right.
And with all this Me Too, equal rights, pay me as a man and all that stuff, I am with it. But that goes around the whole fucking spectrum, though. It don't just stay at that Me Too movement. Don't stay at equal pay. You want equal pay, then I want equal in the partnership, in the relationship. And if you ain't giving me, if you only coming 25% towards me and I'm coming, you want me to come 75%, then you bugging. Like that's where somebody always ends up with regrets. That's what leads to cheating, because you feel unappreciated, because it goes both ways. I'm doing everything to make you feel good. If I'm catering to you and you not catering to me, then I'm done.
That is not equal either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So for his situation, if everything is there, then what are you trying to display? I don't get it. Why would you be having to display anything if you actually are? Then you trying to look for something to just shut the bitch up. You want me to give you some advice to shut the bitch up? If you staying that, you trying to figure out what you can do to show that you are listening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell my son to do something. If he's not listening, he's not listening. He can't. Only way he can show me that he's listening is to do what I ask.
Yeah.
So the only way for a male to know, for a male to say what he needs to do, is just pay attention to the person you with.
Right.
No, and this is, again, nobody be asking the right questions, because everybody's trying to be, nah, we fucking, You sucking? Like, these are questions. These are all sexual acts that should be okay to just ask that question. It shouldn't be disrespect. Shouldn't be insult. If a bitch say, yo, do you suck pussy? A nigga should just either be able to say yes or no and walk on. I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're making conversation harder by thinking that it shouldn't be the first conversation you have. And I'm trying to, and so for him or for anybody, get them questions out from the gate. And for him, shit, pay attention to her. That's the advice I got for him. Pay attention to her. What she likes, what she wants, what makes her feel the happiest, what makes her feel sad, what makes her laugh, what makes her cry. If you care, then those things you'll safeguard. Those would be just as important to you as it is to her. And that's when it goes to, is this a real partnership? Because the word partner don't say one person is supposed to do all the work.
Nope.
And that's all I got, because I can't be too specific with that, because everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. So there's no universal answer, but focus on partnership. If you ain't, some people ain't even good partners. Some people ain't supposed to be partners. And that goes to that not being interdependent. Independent and dependent goes together, because the independent get to be them and the dependent gets to be them. When the independent person has to now think and move for more than just themselves, that makes them interdependent. And I ain't talking about being independent to take care of your kids. I'm talking about when you think you're ready for a relationship. If you stuck with your independent mentality, how can you won't even think that being interdependent is an option. And half the people don't even know what interdependent is. Look it up.
In the dictionary, glossary.
Yeah, look it up. If you fit the description. I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't fit the description. Not at no fault of their own. It's just something that we was never taught. Everybody's in a selfish mode. Everybody's in a me mode. Or everybody's just sitting around waiting for a handout. You got to work together like how we doing. Everybody's thinking for the next person. It's not about me. It's about everybody, not just my son. When you become interdependent, then you should be thinking about a relationship. If you ain't an interdependent, if you don't have interdependent attributes, then you should just stay single.
Yeah.
And that's my advice to everybody that thinks or don't know or not sure where they fall at.
Because when you get in that situation, it comes off as if you're selfish.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, and you're not thinking about anybody
else. Most people are selfish, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the person, like, I should be able to tell that from the first 2-3 conversations. If I ask the right questions, I could find out if somebody's selfish, independent, is willing to coexist with another person, or do you want somebody to come into the relationship and you just, it's your rules. And that's where it makes it hard at for single parents, because single parents already been single, so they focus on them and their child, and they raise their child a certain way. So now the way I raised Thaino, or aka Jalen, the way I raised Jalen, when I decide to bring a woman into my house, if she's interdependent, our conventions will, she'll pay attention to my conversations and understand certain things. The same way I would have to do the same if it was a female with a kid. So it's just, you got to know how to do that. That's why I don't like I'm not a big fan of, if the father is completely out of the picture, is the only way I will even play a father figure. If the father is in the child's life, then I'm just going to teach him how to be a man. And I still got to tread lightly because his father's in the picture. So now I got to worry about what she expects of me when it comes to him. And then I got to know how far to extend myself because his father's in the picture. So it's just everything. It's so, relationships are so fucking complicated. And that's why I don't care about him being in a relationship no time soon.
Word up. You had said something about like the questions and everything. And so we have one here, a lady. And she has 14 questions every woman should ask on a first date. And she like listed them. And she has things coming from her as a woman. She says she would ask, what do you value most in a relationship? What quality is most attractive to you in a partner? What is your relationship like with your parents? What are your long-term goals? Name three things you'd like to have in common with your partner. And what makes you laugh? Those are pretty neat.
Those are good questions. She already had it. Because those questions that leave her stuck at the coffee shop by herself, depending on who she
Yeah.
Or her, it would lead to her walking out on a nigga in a coffee shop. Those are good questions. Now you gotta ask those questions from the gate. You could do the what you do for a living, where you live, who you related to. Like those questions don't have nothing to do with you really. You'll find out all the answers out if you and him make it out of the coffee shop together. So you got to ask the hard questions. So that way you could just say, give a toast to the latte drinker and then just walk the fuck out and say, thank you for the date. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong when you walk away from a date. It's when you think a date is a relationship. When you take a couple of dates and turn it into a relationship. Now, and without asking those right questions. Like, I want to know if you... I'm the type to ask you, like, your five-year goal. I want to know what your ceiling is. See, my thing is to know what floor you plan on getting off. Or what floor are you trying to chill on? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have a floor yet. I'm just going up.
You want to know if you might want to get off on that floor, though. That's what you're trying to figure out, but, right?
Yeah, because I'm going up. Where we going with this radio station and stuff, books, this is another level. We're striving for a level that a lot of people will not fathom. A lot of people won't care to exert all the energy that we exert. So I can't be with someone that's not exerting anything less. I need to know what floor you could get on, and then I'll tell you what floor I'm getting off. That's it. And if you want to hang out for the ride, then we hang out for the ride. But us hanging out ain't going to change what floor I want to go on. And if you ain't trying to be on that floor, I don't even know why they should have separate elevators. They should have elevators that don't go past a certain floor and then elevators that go straight up to the top. I'm serious. Like in a casino, we got one elevator that take you to all the floor, to take you to all the garage floors, but it don't give you access to the hotel. Because that's a different elevator for different people. And once everybody start realizing that, now your focus is on a date to figure out if y'all even belong on the same elevator. Now, if you just go up and look and stop crying and don't tell me, don't ask these stupid questions. Because now these questions are stupid. If you're a dependent person and you just want to ask questions to participate, you need to don't cry about all the pain and suffering and not being paid attention to, if all you want to do is just talk about it. Like, you gotta be ready to say fuck it. Like, I tell a certain person that I'm very, very close with, you can't make excuses why you want to deal with heartache and headache and arguments. You can't say, I can't stand this shit, but, because everything after but is bullshit. And you're only talking to me because you know I don't take it. So now we're talking and you're trying to act like we're on the same level and we're not. As far as saying I'm done, I don't want to feel like this and getting out of that situation. That's why so many people say I'm selfish. Because that's when I don't care. It don't matter how long I was in a relationship, man. I'm getting the fuck out. Once I start feeling that depression, why am I even coming home? My bags is packed mentally. And it's just a matter of time until I find where I'm going to pack, take my real shit. But mentally, my bags is packed. There's no more fixing it. There's no working on it. I don't believe you. I am out. However you want to say it. Oh, you never loved me if you could just walk away. I don't want to hear that shit. Because I could say you never loved me if you ain't never tried to understand me. I don't got time to be mad at you. That's why I said we just need to learn. Everybody needs to learn how to let go of something. You can't change nobody. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. You could be getting rich instead of wasting your time trying to change a nigga. And while you're getting rich, you'll bump into a nigga that might be on the same wavelength. It's your circle. If all I do is hang in the hood and hang with my niggas on the block, I can't be mad at none of the chicks that I mess with. That if I'm into that street shit. And I just want a street chick. I want a chick to ride or die. If I got a ride or die chick, then that's the level it's on. So she's ride or dying. So she ain't thinking about leveling up. She just enjoying the ride. Or a guy. Well, a girl's doing good and she just starts taking care of the guy. Catering, over catering. Now he's used to you doing everything. He don't give a fuck about your emotions. You don't show that you're catering to him. He don't have to think about your emotions because you're already doing all the catering.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so people just don't even know what they want. It always goes back to people don't know what they want. And relationships is complicated. And anybody that keep thinking relationships is not complicated, just wonder why you keep asking mad questions. Because relationships... it's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
So now you're just looking for someone that completes you mentally and emotionally, not physically and financially. You looking, these questions, these dates is for that search. See, everybody was in the financial, physical aspect. That was the thing at one time. It was everybody, you look good. You got money. That's the world. Those are the criterias for so many. And then they hit you with all the shit. It's like giving somebody a rap contract. You're only going to read certain shit. You ain't going to read all the fine print. So now you over there liking somebody for looks and you liking somebody for money. And then now you're trying to make him think. Care about your emotions. It's a little complicated there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's relationships is complicated.
Yeah.
And until you, nobody should be dying to look for someone. Should just let it come to you.
No.
You should be. Should be focused on leveling up. And as you go to different floors, you could peek on there, get off there. If you get stuck on there, that's your fault. But if you get stuck on the first floor, if you get stuck in the basement and you never make it to the top, that's your fault. You got to know when, like, nah, this ain't my floor. It's cool. I like the way it looks. Some nice things in here, but I better get up top. And that's how I look. So this, I probably hung with females, chill with females that I know are interested. And make no attempt to even go that route. because it's deeper than just being interested. I could be fucking 1,000 bitches right now, but that ain't going to get me where I'm trying to go mentally and emotionally. And that's what men need to learn how to speak on. Like, women need to speak up. Men need to speak up. Everybody needs to speak up. Yo, if you're a sensitive nigga, then let her know you're a sensitive ass nigga and what you don't like. And if you still fuck with her and she ain't taking care of it, then don't cry. And that's...
Because that was the answer right there.
Yeah. Now, you can't cry when you accepting it or you know what it is from the gate. Oh, I knew you wasn't shit. Then why the fuck you even fuck me? I hate anybody that say that.
I don't think people think about shit when they say it either. It's like, you just said it yourself.
Mad. Nah, bitch, you thought it. And when I say bitch, once again, I'm talking about all genders. Don't worry about it. It's never just a woman. But dumbass, that's what I look at. Now, every time I look at people, I just think dumbass. You seen my post today. You can't afford it? Shaking my head. You can't afford it? Shaking my head. And that's why they're just dumbasses now. Now I'm calling it as I see it. And so that's why nobody bothers me. Because you know who you are. Do you want me to give you a and that goes back. People tell me about me. People say I'm too, selfish. I've been called selfish, but I'm trying to find a way to accumulate some bread so we could buy some land for my village. I've been called heartless, and all I do is try to help others better their situation. Yeah. I've been called, I used to be a piece of shit, but some people still think I'm that same person. So I still get called a dog, all these stupid ass fucking names. I still don't call them what they are, but I just listen to it and I'd be like, all right. And that helps me just get away from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, I hate that. Yo, if you, anybody in the world regrets or thinks, I should have never fucked with you, and you still with that person, then you are the dumbass and not the person.
Right.
Other person is being dumb. You're being a dumbass for thinking you could change them. When everybody keeps saying the same goes for years, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. They really mean old dogs. But once you stuck in your ways, you ain't trying to learn nothing.
Nope.
That's why it took forever for people to start podcasting, because we're the weirdos now.
Right.
I guess the same thing as being a professional athlete, a rapper, something like that. Your job going to consume a lot of your time. The person you with have to understand that. And then when you're not at work, you will have to be there 100%. This is the whole thing now. If a female or a guy is going to sacrifice for this vision, so say between us, any guy messing with you is willing to sacrifice time because he believes in what you're doing. Because first they got to believe in what you're doing. If they don't believe what you're doing, then you ain't never going to, they're going to be upset. So when they believe in what you're doing, they willing to sacrifice some of that time because they know after everything gets said and done, things should get better. Whenever you not working, that person should be have the only, no phone calls, no nothing. I'm taking this today off. You got to dedicate days and time where there's no outside interference, because we are podcasters, so we deal with people. That's our job, outside people. So if I'm sacrificing for that, when it's my time, cut your phone off. Answer that shit after that shit later. Because you might be on tour. You might go on tour podcasting. There could be 1,000 things that could come from this. And he's gonna have to sit home, just like when they did the bubble with the basketball players. The wives had everybody, family they love, stay home, and they had to go in the bubble. When they get out of that bubble, wifey don't want to hear you talk about or don't want to hear you talk about sports. They don't want to hear none of that sports shit. Yeah, because now, nigga, I gave you. You went to the bubble. I chill. I missed you. Don't want to talk about the bubble. It's over. Season is over. Let's chill. And you got to.
Like, get inside my bubble.
But you just. It's just. That's what I say. Relationships. If everybody ain't going to the same. If everybody ain't trying to go to the same floor, then the relationship is not going to work. Unless somebody is willing to sacrifice going up. If I mess with somebody and they want to stop on the 10th floor of a 30-floor building, if I get off that floor with you, I'm going to give you a time. Listen, I'm only going to chill here for 2 hours. And if you get caught up in them 2 hours, I'm gone. I'm not tapping you on the shoulder to tell you nothing. I talked to you already. We adults. You heard me say that I was only chilling for 2 hours. If you decide to shake a leg past 2 hours, at least you know I'm on the elevator going up. That's it. And while I'm now, everybody praying for your downfall so that they can say you left them for nothing.
Right.
Your shit didn't go nowhere. That's why I wasn't. Bitch, I'm still on a different floor. It don't matter. I'm still on a floor that's up above you. Even if I don't make it to the top. I made it further than you. So at least the people I'm with on this floor think like me. A little more like me than the person down on the 10th floor. So that's all it is, man. It's always going to be people just stop lying to themselves. Stop thinking that it's the end all be all if you single. Focus on as much energy as some of these people put into needing to be with a partner. They should put that shit into their financial life, build a portfolio. We think different now. I think different. I can't talk to somebody that don't even utter the words portfolio. I've been realizing this as we go on. The more I open doors for myself and learn more, and what are we talking about, man? I don't want to take care of no kids. I got kids. I don't need a grown kid. And that's what it would be, a lot of nagging because you don't understand me. Like, that's a grown kid to me. If I actually said this to some of the people, I might have to fight. But but if they actually listen to this podcast, they probably gonna stop talking to me because they won't come and approach me because I ain't saying no names. So for you to assume that it's you is bad. That's the same thing. That's the same thing. I've never been approached on my book because even though some people may think I'm talking about them, if you come up to me and bring it up, then we gotta talk publicly. So nobody's ever talked to me. Not one female. I had one female ask me if they're two females asked me if they was in my book. One of them I never even slept with. So I didn't even understand. Like, she thought I was telling other niggas, like she must have thought I was telling other niggas sex stories. I was like, yo, nah, you ain't even seen together. Why the fuck are you in my book? Why the fuck? But I'm just saying, everybody's on different levels. I ain't mad at nobody for being on whatever floor you want to be on. But I do not want to hear shit because I'm trying to get to the top. I don't want to hear the negative. You ain't going to do it. I don't mean, people think, yo, nobody understands what we're doing. Nobody believes this radio station might go. No, nobody gives a believes these podcasts. Nobody believes the book. Nobody believes nothing. Mm-mm. So,
you over there podcasting still? Get a little giggle after that. Like,
I want to live my life according to what other people feel about my life. I would never do none of this because I'm a street nigga. So sitting down in front of a computer all day talking to a screen is not street. I'm not playing PlayStations. I don't play Xbox. I don't play none of this shit. So It's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta know who you're dealing with. And that comes from dating. I don't even care. I mean, I'm wanting to fuck all the time.
Me.
Like every time I get around a female, I can imagine fucking. But there's nothing wrong with a thought. There's just nothing wrong with a thought. At the end of the day, nah. Because then it'll derail me from where I'm trying to go. Because now I'm testing the waters and not even communicating. I'm just jumping bones. So now I just keep on focusing on this. And trust me, what we doing will turn a nigga on or a female. It's going to turn somebody on to us. Like the grind, the hustle, the dedication. Those are attributes towards a great relationship.
Yeah.
Riding for somebody, the unity. Seeing that you do for somebody and they do for you. And seeing that type, feeling that energy, you will attract better things. And you'll be able to tell the ones that just want to fuck with you because what you're doing. See, that's another assignment. Understanding who's fucking with you because of what you're doing and who's fucking with you because of that energy. Yeah, you could tell.
Yep. You could tell. You could tell. That's why I just do.
You could tell when somebody's trying too hard. And if you're trying too hard.
Yeah. Yes, you surely can. They're overdoing it, overexuming it.
And if a person is not trying too hard, then I can't believe in you. Like I don't believe in a lot of people. I don't believe in a percentage of people that actually people say they want better, but there's a percentage of people that want somebody to make it better for them. And those people I don't like.
Yeah.
But you're not with putting in no work. You just want somebody to make it better for you. The eldest held it down, and the next eldest held it down. It goes down that line. You don't put so much pressure on the young. The young get to enjoy and understand life and see it, but they don't have to. You know, we put too much pressure on kids. And if we don't know what a relationship is, how the fuck does a 17, 16-year-old know what a relationship is? They only know what we know. We showed them. So everybody needs to talk. Like, it's just dating. I'm an advocate of dating. Dating, communicating, and I like really talking. Get that shit off your chest on the first three dates. Okay.
And if they're not into talking, then
you can't be called a hoe or none of that, or a dog or nothing. There's no name for that. I'm dating. Dating, that's plural.
Yeah, but I mean, like on the other side, like how guys, like if you present yourself that way, like I want to get to know somebody, I'm dating and stuff, and some people are like, what? Dating, talking, we're gonna talk. That's, we got to move it along next. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't have those qualities. A lot of people don't know what that is. They don't want to talk. They just do what we just been talking about now, just fall into shit without even thinking about, you know, the consequences of this and that. Like, okay, what's next? Or why? How they even got to where they got in the first place, because they didn't do any of the things that, you know, they should have did at the beginning. Unless you're trying to just, you know, fuck or whatever, then that's that. But if you're trying to go somewhere and some shit, and you didn't want to, you know, start at the beginning, then, I mean, I don't know.
And you know what?
I guess people like to, you know, to feel like that, shit.
You know what's crazy is that, all right,
the relationship.
I would say, I'm not a pursuer. So if you don't kick it to me, I'm not fucking even thinking about nothing past whatever we doing. That's it. If we don't communicate, trust you, me. I don't give a fuck if I see you down the street tomorrow with another nigga. It's not going to bother me. And just let me know if I can say hi, because I don't know what kind of bitch ass nigga is on the other end. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the one that's upset. And I could talk to you in public. And that's what I'm trying to say. We should be able to walk by each other and it don't be nothing, not even just fill it up. That energy is good. There's certain attributes that was good about the relationship, which made him a good friend. Doesn't make him a good husband, boyfriend, fiance. The attributes that people say they love is just a friend until you start communicating, and then you fall in love with the mental. Not game, but real communicating. Real questions. The questions that people think is uncomfortable. Do you suck dick? Do you push? What do you think about threesome? I'm getting all these shits off the let's get it out the way now. That's it. Oh, you got my book. All right, well, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for this date. That's why I said the coffee shop. Because it's not expensive. I need to know what floor you could get on. And then I'll tell you what floor I'm getting off. That's it. And if you want to hang out for the ride, then we hang out for the ride. But us hanging out ain't gonna change what floor I want to go on. And if you ain't trying to be on that floor, I don't even know why they should have separate elevators. They should have elevators that don't go past a certain floor, and then elevators that go straight up to the top. I'm serious. Like in a casino, we got one elevator that take you to all the floor to take you to all the garage floors, but it don't give you access to the hotel. Cause that's a different elevator for different people. And once everybody start realizing that, now your focus is on a date to figure out if y'all even belong on the same elevator. Now, if you just go for looks and stop crying. And don't tell me, don't ask these stupid questions. Because now these questions are stupid. If you are a dependent person and you just want to ask questions to participate, you need to, don't cry about all the pain and suffering and not being paid attention to. If all you want to do is just talk about it. Like you gotta be ready to say, fuck it. Like I tell a certain person that I'm very, very close with. You can't make excuses why you want to deal with heartache and headache and arguments. You can't say, I can't stand this shit, but. Because everything after but is bullshit. And you're only talking to me because you know I don't take it. So now we're talking and you're trying to act like we're on the same level and we're not. As far as saying I'm done, I don't want to feel like this and getting out of that situation. That's why so many people say I'm selfish. Because that's when I don't care. It don't matter how long I was in a relationship, man. I'm getting the fuck out. Once I start feeling that depression, why am I even coming home? My bag's just packed mentally. And it's just a matter of time until I find where I'm going to take my real shit. But mentally, my bags is packed. There's no more fixing it. There's no working on it. I don't believe you. I am out. However you want to say it. Oh, you never loved me if you could just walk away. I don't want to hear that shit. Because I could say you never loved me if you ain't never tried to understand me. I don't got time to be mad at you. That's why I said we just need to learn. Everybody needs to learn how to let go of something. You can't change nobody. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. You could be getting rich instead of wasting your time trying to change a nigga. And while you're getting rich, you'll bump into a nigga that might be on the same wavelength. It's your circle. If all I do is hang in the hood and hang with my niggas on the block, I can't be mad at none of the chicks that I mess with. That if I'm into that street shit and I just want a street chick, I want a chick to ride or die. If I got a ride or die chick, then that's the level it's on. So she's ride or dying. So she ain't thinking about leveling up. She just enjoying the ride. Or a guy where a girl's doing good and she just starts taking care of the guy. Catering, over catering. Now he's used to you doing everything. He don't give a fuck about your emotions. You don't show that you're catering to him. You don't have to think about your emotions because you're already doing all the catering.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so people just don't even know what they want. It always goes back to people don't know what they want, and relationships is complicated. And anybody that keep thinking relationships is not complicated, just wonder why you keep asking mad questions. Because relationships is hard to figure out.
Yeah.
So now you're just looking for someone that completes you mentally and emotionally, not physically and financially. You looking, these questions, these dates is for that search. See, everybody was in the financial, physical aspect. That was the thing at one time. It was everybody, you look good, you got money. That's the world. Those are the criterias for so many. And then they hit you with all the shit in the, it's like giving somebody a rap contract. You're only going to read certain shit. You ain't going to read all the fine print. So now you over there liking somebody for looks and you liking somebody for money. And then now you're trying to make him think, care about your emotions. It's a little complicated there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's relationships is complicated.
Yeah.
And until you, nobody should be dying to look for someone. Should just let it come to you.
No.
You should be. You should be focused on leveling up. And as you go to different floors, you could peek on there, get off there. If you get stuck on there, that's your fault. But if you get stuck on the first floor, if you get stuck in the basement and you never make it to the top, that's your fault. You got to know when, like, nah, this ain't my floor. It's cool. I like the way it looks. Some nice things in here, but I better get up top. And that's how I look. So this, I probably hung with females, chill with females that I know are interested and make no attempt to even go that route because it's deeper than just being interested. I could be fucking 1,000 bitches right now, but that ain't going to get me where I'm trying to go mentally and emotionally. And that's what men need to learn how to speak on. Like, women need to speak up. Men need to speak up. Everybody needs to speak up. Yo, if you're a sensitive nigga, then let her know you're a sensitive ass nigga and what you don't like. And if you still fuck with her and she ain't taking care of it, then don't cry. And that's
because that was the answer right there.
Now, you can't cry when you accepting it or you know what it is from the gate. Oh, I knew you wasn't shit. Then why the fuck you even fuck me? I hate anybody that say that.
I don't think people think about shit when they say it either. Like, you just said it yourself.
Nah, bitch, you thought it. And when I say bitch, once again, I'm talking about all genders. Don't worry about it. It's never just a woman. But dumbass, that's what I look at. Now, every time I look at people, I just think dumbass. You seen my post today. You can't afford it? Shaking my head. You can't afford it? Shaking my head. And that's why they're just dumbasses now. Now I'm calling it as I see it. And so that's why nobody bothers me. Because you know who you are. Do you want me to give you a and that goes back. People tell me about me. People say I'm too
selfish.
I've been called selfish, but I'm trying to find a way to accumulate some bread so we could buy some land for my village. I've been called heartless, and all I do is try to help others better their situation. Yeah. I've been called, I used to be a piece of shit, but some people still think I'm that same person. So I still get called a dog, all these stupid ass fucking names. I still don't call them what they are, but I just listen to it and I'd be like, all right. And that helps me just get away from you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, I hate that. Yo, if you, anybody in the world regrets or thinks, I knew I should have never fucked with you. And you still with that person? then you are the dumbass and not the person.
Right.
The other person is being them. You're being a dumbass for thinking you could change them. When everybody keeps saying the same goes for years, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. They really mean old, old dogs. But once you stuck in your ways, you ain't trying to learn nothing.
Nope.
That's why it took forever for people to start podcasting. Because we're the weirdos now.
Right.
I got flipped. We're the weirdos now. I'm still a street nigga. But yep. I'm a weird street nigga now. Because I podcast.
Because they don't get it.
On Facebook right. Doing lives. Because I'm just talking. I'm the weird guy now. It ain't nothing. I'm just telling you from my thought process. I'm not speaking from, like, my word is law. I'm just saying at the end of the day, it'd be nice to actually know somebody before you claim somebody. Buy anybody a coffee, a latte, espresso, latte with a shot of espresso. Like, whatever. You could ball out in this bitch. And it still wouldn't be. It still wouldn't kill me, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, crab shop or steakhouse. Like, nah. This is a date. We could do this shit at the library, the clinic. Where you want a date at? I'm only here to talk to you. The surroundings ain't going to make me not ask you the questions I was going to ask you. Whatever I was going to ask you in Dunkin' Donuts, I could ask you in Starbucks. I can ask you in Walmart. I can ask you wherever you want, where you want to go. I got to go shopping anyway for my son. So, want to hang out? You want to go? You got things you want to shop? But that would look, that would have you looking like some weird nigga. That would have me looking like a weird nigga when I'm not a weird nigga.
Depends. It all
people
depends.
Would look at, if I walked around the street, if I stop 10 female from the time we get off this until I reach 10, if I go look for 10 females, stop them and ask them if they would like to go hang out. So we, let's go somewhere. Can we get to know each other? I just want to get to know you. You want to go get some coffee? They gonna, if you, man, I don't even drink coffee, nigga. Are you sick? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, that would be the case. Instead of just saying, no, I pass. I'm not a coffee drinker, but it was nice that you asked. And walk off. There's nothing wrong with talking like that to people. That's why everybody thinks I'm a flirt. I'm not a flirt. If I respect a woman, if I compliment a woman, to empower a woman, then how am I flirting? How the hell you say hi without a smile? I don't know how you do that. Like, oh, yo, what up? How you doing? Like, scary type shit. Like, my lips ain't even moving. You just see, like, nah, I'm complimenting you. How the fuck I give you a compliment with a fucking ice grill? So me being nice and polite and shit like that, I'm a flirt. That's what everybody considers a flirt. That calls me a flirt. But this is what I'm saying. It's nice to wake up to a good morning text sometimes. It's nice. These are things, even as a man, I'm a single man. So let's not get it twisted. I ain't speaking for the niggas that wake up with chicks. But there's, as a single man, that there's many nights where I'm in the crib and I'm just like, wow, I ain't shit to do. And I'd be like, yo, if I don't call nobody, nobody won't call me. So I won't call nobody. And as I'm right, I don't get no phone calls. Everybody want to text. I'm in the crib. I don't want to fucking text. But that was before I really understood. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, it's different now. I don't give a fuck. I be wanting to cut this phone off, but I got a kid. And as long as you got kids, you need to be able to get that contact. That's it. You need to be able to contact them or they could contact you. So the phone has to stay on. Other than that, I cut this shit off as soon as I get off of work. Yes. My shit ain't ring. We talking. My shit ain't on vibrate.
See, that's why I keep mine off when they try to get a hold of me. My son's here. So I was like, my son stays off. So, I mean, if So, I mean, if you can't catch me, but don't get mad at
I
me
don't give a fuck.
if I didn't
If
get
you
to you
know
right
me,
away,
this
you know?
won't even be a conversation. Next time I text you, just you ain't even gonna be like, yo, I text you yesterday. You ain't gonna say none of that. Why? I text you. And regardless, if it was
None of
24
that.
hours later, I fucking text you. I don't have to text nobody, man. Nobody, fuck, I gotta text somebody. I'm not even texting you for ass. So if I text, if I text you back 24 hours later, you know I'm probably, shit, follow me on Facebook now. I'm over here. We over here creating shit for me to do. I probably will never sleep. That's why I don't want to fucking work. That's why I'm on this stock shit. Because as soon as them shits hit the right number, I don't got to work for nobody. And I can still do my painting and do my business.